For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The singing, games, and storytelling in Spanish is par for the course at Columbia's Nursery Road Elementary School. But the teacher who leads her students in song is way above par. She's Vanessa Torres, who was recently named a winner of the prestigious Milken Award, a national prize for excellence in education. Teaching Spanish is a passion for Torres, who said active participation is an important part of her routine.
My main methodology is TPRS and TPR, which is total physical response, where you call out commands or one of the students themselves calls out commands and gets the kids to do things in Spanish. And then we put those commands into stories, and I tell stories. And the children act out these stories, and it's amazing.
It's also amazing what foreign languages do for students, according to Torres.
When children learn foreign languages, they improve their memory, they improve their deductive reasoning skills, they start scoring higher on all standardized tests, they also improve their self-esteem, and they open up doors for future opportunities for travel and economic growth and jobs.
Torres is well-deserving of the award, said Nursery Road Principal Love Ligons.
Her enthusiasm is contagious. When you go into Mrs. Torres's class, you don't ever know what to expect, first of all, but you can expect for kids to be up, engaged, singing and dancing, and you will not hear any English. It's all in Spanish.
No comas cucarachas.
No comas cucarachas.
And the way that kids are able to communicate with her from the four-year-olds up to our fifth graders is amazing.
Ligons was impressed early by Torres's gift for teaching. Soon after she came to Nursery Road as principal, she saw Torres greet two children as they arrived at school one day.
She spoke to what looked like a four-year-old and maybe a third grader. They were siblings. They were coming in, and she said something to them in Spanish, and they spoke back to her, and they had this two-minute conversation in Spanish coming in the morning, and I was like, wow, that comes from what they've learned here.
Torres readily admits to her zeal for teaching.
I love what I do. I feel like I'm fulfilling my calling, and working with children brings so much joy to my heart because they're so eager to learn, and they all want to participate. They want to be in skits. They want to dance and sing and play games, and it's just fun. It is pure fun, and it is exhausting fun.
Along with the recognition, the award carries a $25,000 prize. Torres is considering investing the money in her children's educations, but she remains humbled and mystified as to why she was chosen for the award.
I don't think I do anything noteworthy. I don't do anything show-stopping. I just every day come to work with a passion to see my kids learn Spanish and grow, and I don't think I'm doing anything more than what anyone in this building is doing.
Torres believes all teachers with a passion for their work should win an award, although she said that's not their or her motivation.
I don't think teachers do what they do for a reward. I think we do what we do because we believe that our greatest reward is making an impact in kids' lives. And if you come every day with that as your purpose, people will notice.
Ligons said even if people think others are unaware of what they do, they never know when the right person may take note, and the result could be as inspiring as Vanessa Torres is to her students. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.